for Soundtrack's greatest hits.
This is STR.
Vous écoutez STR.
STR Radio.
You're with STR for a St. Valentine's Day night. Coming up next, it's madness time for the world leader. He's only got himself embroiled in a date. And following that, it's late night radio, dispensing some Valentine's advice.
Is STR.
Madness.
Madness, episode 90. The world leader goes on a date.
The world leader goes on a date with an American woman.
And he got me a card!
What are you talking about? It's not Christmas.
It's Valentine's Day today!
No, of course not. What do you take me for? A matrophile? Yes, you are appreciated when you shut up. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to geographically locate my coat.
You going out or something?
Yes.
Where, may I ask?
It's on a need-to-know basis, and you don't need to know.
Well, don't be out till 1 a.m. again. This time, or else some deadbolt in the door.
I have a crowbar in my overcoat.
You can pay for any damages.
Where the hell is she? I'm supposed to be meeting my date.
I'm here, my love.
Phew, thank God for that. If you didn't turn up, this whole evening would turn out to be a shocking waste of time.
Are you my date? You don't look nothing like your picture.
I look exactly like my picture, because I'm the world leader of the world, for God's sake. There are pictures of me plastered up in so many places it could make your head spin.
Where are we going to? A restaurant?
Yes, I am ravenously hungry.
In the Bull's Head restaurant?
I am ravenously hungry. Waiter! Yes, world leader? I hate to be impolite, as I'm sure you'll know. But where's my f***ing food? Sorry, sir. We're having problems in the kitchen, that's all. If you would just wait 5 minutes for us to... Well, no, I won't, quite frankly. I'm hungry now, not in 5 minutes. So sorry, sir. Look at that table over there. It has the same food as you ordered. I'll just pop it off them for you. See you do. You've just made it easier for us, sir. We can now bin the meal that we were making for you in the kitchen. It was burnt anyway.
What about me? I'm hungry too.
Look, they only have one of this delicacy. Now don't worry, my love. We can call it a chippy on the way home.
Tell me about yourself, then.
Well, I started out in life as a sneak thief. But now I am a very successful businessman. I am a powerful world leader. I have conquered so many countries that nowadays looking at a map is futile. And on top of all that, I've even conquered certain parts of outer space, like the moon.
Wow, it sounds dreamy. Have you ever dated before?
What, before 5 minutes ago or before I met you?
I mean, have you ever gone out with a girl? You know?
I did once visit a similar restaurant with my sister, but things never developed between us. We had too much in common.
Can I have one of your prawn crackers?
No, I've finished my meal, so let's get the f*** out of here.
But there's still half a meal on your plate. I'm starving. Can I have a bite?
No! Nobody touches my plate.
But there's still half a meal on your plate. Can I have a bite? Where are you going?
Well, I'm just off to the toilet.
Why are you taking your plate?
Well, to tell the truth, I don't really need to go, but at least I've still got something to put down the toilet.
Outside in the capital street.
Did you enjoy the chips?
Yeah, it was a bit of a close one, wasn't it, when my card didn't go through at the chippy?
Yes, it was a good job you remembered your PIN number.
Yes.
And I've remembered it too. Oh, here's Todd.
Who's he?
He's my science and technological assistant.
Pleased to meet you, Mom. You didn't tell me you had a date.
I just wanted to see a woman again, Dad. I'd forgotten what they looked like anyway. Introducing you to Dad, and this is whatever her name is.
Wendy?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, did you get Vulcan to break into the garden center like I asked?
Oh, yes. Here you go, world leader. The flowers you asked for.
Oh, how thoughtful. Are they for me?
Whatever makes you think that? You see, when I was on my way out, I trod on some of Mother's prized tulips on the way out. And so I had to get these replacements to avoid a right clocking when I get back in. If you want some flowers, dear, go and dig them out of someone's garden.
What are we doing now?
Ah, yes, you are dismissed now, Dodd. I thought we should go to the cinema.
At the cinema?
Guns of the Patriots, an exciting new film.
What takes your fancy?
Oh, the film? I pre-booked that. I've got a Skybox tickets for Guns of the Patriots.
What's that about?
Oh, some soldiers shooting each other in Europe, winning us the countries. Vulcan co-produced it with Hammond in his spare time. It's the premiere tonight, and he sent us some tickets.
Sounds interesting.
Throw your chips in the bin, dear. We can't have anything staining the seats in this propaganda cinema.
It's all a bit violent, isn't it?
I know, it's good, isn't it?
Well, I'll be in the little girl's room for the rest of the film. Save me some popcorn.
I would, but I've thrown mine down on the audience. Please keep it down. We're trying to be indoctrinated here. Tell it to a world leader who still gives a sh**ish.
After 2 hours, the film approaches its end credits.
Finished with your film?
Yes, but I'm not finished with you.
Ooh, getting frisky.
No, but I've got you till 2 a.m, and it's now only 11:30.
Well, let's go make out in the bushes.
What sort of man do you think I am?
I think I pretty much know.
I meant let's go back to the palace. I can show you my bedroom. We can put all the other rooms.
Back in the gold cobbled drive near the Grand Palace.
Take those high heels off. I think you'll need to get comfortable.
Why? Do you want to see some action?
No, but I'm going to see a reaction if you keep clomping in them around here. We must be quiet.
Ah, I see.
We must be as quiet as a mouse that's had its vocal cords ripped out. Are you any good at climbing drain pipes?
What?
Can't hear you.
What?
Still can't hear you.
What?
You'll wake Mother.
You still live with your mother?
No, she lives with me. Now grab onto this pipe. We need to ascend. But do it quietly.
Where does this lead?
4th window up and 7th on your left. Just shuffle along the windowsills.
The world leader opens up the front door with his key and quietly goes up to one of his bedrooms to meet his date at the window.
I think I'm about to fall.
Into the window, please. I know, now get in here. Otherwise we'll wake up Her Highness.
Get out your ding-dong.
Love to, darling, but wait a minute, there's something I must do. Some make-out music. It'll knock your socks off. Oops. What the f*** is going on? Mother, I had a date for the evening. Get dressed and get into bed! Have you seen what time it is? 1:58, Mother. And who the hell is she? Has she passed the security clearance for entry into this palace? How do you know she's not a global terrorist? But she is my partner for the evening. How dare you corrupt my son! Get out! Now look what you've done, it's 2 a.m. Where are you going, Wilma?
This is the worst date I've ever been on in my life, and I'm a prostitute! And it's Wendy!
What are you doing, Winifred?
I'm leaving by the same drainpipe I entered.
As the drainpipe on the outside wall of the world leader's bedroom is no longer able to take the weight, Winifred finds herself reaching the ground faster than she had intended. I'm sorry, Wendy.
I'm all right, but it's more than what I can say for your...
Maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Are you cheaper in the week? You'll do no such thing! Tomorrow, son, you are going to get a scrubbing brush and clean that...
Presented by Good Laugh and Totally Mad.
The Stomp's Guide to Prison.
I haven't got a girlfriend while I'm in prison. I've got one on the outside, but she's seeing someone else now. And that ticks me off. So how do you get love when you're inside a prison? other than going out with yourself. Well, first you need to take your blinking glasses off and have a look around the prison to see who you fancy. And then you've got to use your imagination. You both have, in fact. Now, it doesn't matter if you're as straight as a new ruler. That's not what's at stake here. Get together with another inmate and one of you is going to have to pretend to be a woman. Or if you don't fancy this, get yourself a pen pal. They love dangerous criminals, so make sure you are seen as dangerous around the prison. And there's no more of a dangerous criminal than one trying to escape. And either way, you'll get a date. If you get locked up for another 5 years, then you've got your pen pal for company. And if you manage to break through to the outside, you can have almost anybody you want. Because you'll be a hardened ex-con. And women love that.
Shut the f*** up in there!
Guide to Prison.
This is STR.
Late Night Radio was an Adventures in Audio production.